What's up, everyone? Roger and James here, founder of the Disney Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the latest in the Disney Fox merger, takeover, purchase system. Last week, we had there was two different meetings take place in New York on Friday. Both shareholders from both Fox and Disney pretty much unanimously decided to go with the purchase. 99% of people, of the shareholders, went for both of it. Both meetings barely lasted 10 minutes. They were very quick, very fast, didn't really kind of give much to. A couple of people were able to stand up. A couple of people kind of moaned or something. But generally, they were flip fast, out they went, and they didn't really seem to. The press releases were out before you even knew it. But now that is definitely kind of going ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there will always be a couple of small little, blips along the way, and some people will, some shareholders will try to fight against it. I think I even read a couple weeks ago that someone was going to sue over it, but that happens in almost every merger. There's always a shareholder who thinks this isn't in the best interest, and at the end of the day, they might be right. We have no idea how this merger is going to end up or how we're going to perceive it 20 years from now. It could be when people go, oh, that was the end days. But it could also be it begins the new renaissance, with the Simpsons joining hands with,
Mickey Mouse. We're running out of
Mickey Mouse, yeah. Yeah, we'll see Lisa and Minnie skipping into the castle together or something like that. I don't know. It's going to be weird either way.
Yeah, it's kind of just like looking here at some of the details. Proposals include the adoption of 21st Century Fox by Disney and the distribution merger agreement for the spin-off of New Fox. Approved, yes. So that's all gone through. Rupert Murdoch said, "We are grateful to the shareholders for approving this transaction. I want to thank all the executives and colleagues for their enormous contributions to building 21st Century Fox over the past few decades. With their help, we have expect the enlarged Disney and new Fox companies will be in the entertainment and media industries." They're both grateful. Bob Iger also said, "We remain grateful to Robert Murdoch and the rest of the 21st Century board." And yeah, it's... This almost felt like one of the last, big hoorahs before it kind of, because now there's no more. I mean, Comcast has already said that they're not interested in redoing it. This now means there's no more of that. They've accepted it. They've accepted the deal. I don't think there's really much more really of backing out. It's kind of gone off. The only thing is, I think China and the European Union have to agree it and all that. I don't really see this is not really a case now. The U.S. Justice Department has already said yes, as long as they sell off the regional sports networks. This is going ahead. I mean, I think people are sort of saying early 2019, end of 2019, before it's completely gone through. But I don't think this is going to be hanging around very long.
No, and all parties involved are going to want to get this done as soon as possible. I mean, you look at the early talk about some of the properties that Fox is bringing to the table. I know, for instance, that whether or not you believe the rumors, New Mutants and Dark Phoenix, the two X-Men movies that were going to come out this year, now coming out next year, maybe not coming out at all, have tested absolutely terribly with early audiences, with the feedback audiences. Like, we're talking levels that people haven't actually talked about since the Suicide Squad movie over in Warner Brothers. So whether or not you believe those, because we heard the same thing about Rogue One, we heard the same thing about Solo, so I'm always kind of iffy on what we hear. But I think Fox wants to get it over under the Mickey banner as soon as possible, and the House of Mouse really wants to bring the X-Men and the Fantastic Four into the fold, and then everything else that's going on, because that's just tiny
it
little
is,
portion.
It's always that thing of it always gets thrown up as the biggest thing, and it's always that thing of going, it's so bigger, much bigger than that. There's so much more at stake. The big question really now is what's going on with Sky, because Disney will be buying about 39% of Sky, the British network, which is valued at $30 billion, I think, on its own. It's But Comcast is going to try and go for the other 60-odd% of that. And there's going to be a, I think there's going to be a bit of a bidding war and a war going on, because the Sky board want Comcast to get it because they're paying more. So there's a lot of, and Comcast have already said that they're going to be going for Sky rather than, so who knows what's going to be going on with that thing. But from this kingdom's point of view, the more franchises and more things like that, that's great, because that gives us more merchandise, more stuff to be talking about, lots of, and also a lot of those franchises I love anyway. So it's very, it's like that kind of thing of being able to talk about franchises that I like and I'm interested in, and it just brings more to the table. So it's like, you know, we can talk about Simpsons and Family Guy and The Predator and Die Hard and Avatar and Titan. You know, these are all now going to be coming under the banner. So it's going to be great from the idea of having more content. As a Sky customer, it's like that's the slightly different of as a television person. I think it'll be easier if Disney buy it, for the idea of them launching their new network, because what I don't want happening is us having some weird Disney streaming service where we don't get 3/4 of it because Sky've got the rights for something. And then I want to have the exact, like a bit like Netflix, where I have almost the same, even Netflix is different, we don't get all the same movies. I don't want that kind of convoluted weird system of this available now on Disney streaming and no, because Sky got it or something like that. I don't want that kind of whole mess, because all the stuff I watch on Sky on Now TV, it's all the ABC stuff, you know, Grey's Anatomy, I think a few other shows, they're all the Disney ones anyway. So I'm probably, it's just that weird thing of, for me, there's like this kind of this weird thing of like Sky is one issue and Fox and all the rest of it is something else. But yeah, I think, you know, this is essentially now, to me, this is going in. This is not going anywhere now.
Yeah, it would take some major objection from, say, China or one of those companies, which so far there's been no indication that there will be. It's always possible, but I think the vast majority of people, and as far as at least this channel is concerned, it's happening, and I understand that there are people who are upset about that too. You know, Fox, when you're acquiring properties rather than creating properties, especially ones that are this old, there is a certain detachment from them. Like, you know, for me, even though Aliens, Predators, Avatar will all start to fall under the Disney banner, they're not Disney. And, you know, there's going to be a very awkward period where these titles won't really be associated with Disney, but they are Disney, but they're not. And I think,
do you not think we did that with like Marvel and Star Wars for a long time?
Yeah, except they're not integrated into Disney. They're very much their own divisions. And Fox could end up in very much the same place. They could cherry pick a couple of pieces.
Yeah, you know, Star Wars still appears on the Disney castle in Paris. So in the big show at the end.
I mean, I don't mean like they're not appearing at Disneyland or whatever that. But when you think Disney, you're thinking Mickey Mouse. You're thinking the animated classics. You're thinking, Disney TV with Mickey's Roadsters and all that stuff. And then you think of Star Wars, and yes, you might also go, oh, Star Wars is owned by Disney, or these are the Disney Star Wars movies. But it's still a different section of your brain, and then Marvel's a third section of your brain.
But then I always think like the odd thing as well, like something like a movie like Con Air and The Rock are Disney movies. They're Buena Vista, Touchstone Pictures, you know, they're all part of Disney doing that back then. And it was what I'm really excited about is Fox having, or 21st Century Fox, allowing Disney to start producing different kind of content, because when they shoved all their movies under the Disney banner, anything that wasn't a franchise was getting completely just lost in the shuffle. And I think having a separate independent, but a second company to release different kinds of movies and TV is a good thing.
Right. And I mean, as you mentioned, they've had that before. You know, a lot of the movies you mentioned came under Miramax and Touchstone.
Yeah.
And
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah. You know. You don't think of it as a Disney movie, but And honestly, even I wouldn't anyway.
But
they are, and Fox could retain the Fox identity, and it'll be, and it'll say under the little banner of Disney Company, but it lets them do these things. You know, it was really weird going to Disney, or specifically Hollywood Studios, when the Backlot Tour was going on, and you introduced to the Backlot Tour with Pearl Harbor, which you don't think of as a Disney movie, but it was. And then they had the whole thing with you pretending to get shot at by the planes coming over and all that, but that was Disney, and now it's not there anymore because they're trying to focus everything. But
Armageddon, there's a big attraction in Paris. So, Armageddon's a Disney movie. It's that thing of just different banners, different brands. I think now with this going through, the European Union, making a deal with them is not always easy. But
it's be polite.
Things like China and stuff, it's always a bit difficult. Personally, to me, the shareholders now that they've now said yes, it's got rid of all the ambiguity of who's going to be going in it. Somebody else can't come in. It's done now. It's been agreed by the people that are buying it from both parties. They were quick. Those meetings were not long. They were in, do it, get this thing done and get out of there as quickly as possible so we don't have any problems. And I think that was a good thing. I think that's definitely... I think the quicker this can get done, the better. Going to be interesting going forward of how the brands all integrate, and I'm sure we're going to be talking... will the 21st Century Fox brand even carry on? Will it... what will happen with New Fox? It's that kind of question, really, of will that... Who's... What... going on with that one?
Honestly, I think it would be a mistake to get rid of the Fox brand. I think that there is an opportunity for Disney to maintain the Fox identity, as you were saying, to produce other movies, to produce things that aren't identifiably Disney. And so Disney can remain the wholesome animated classics with a couple of live actions thrown in there, like Christopher Robin or Mary Poppins Returns. And then you can have Fox be where Aliens and Predators and Aliens versus Predators is.
It's kind of going to be interesting what's going on. I'm really excited about this big development coming in, because it's kind of it's not quite in the same vein as Marvel and Star Wars. But then I look at it, and I saw some Facebook posts, people going okay, what franchises from Fox do you want? And then some people going, they aren't Disney, they aren't there. It's and then I'm sitting there going, well, Winnie the Pooh wasn't created by Disney. Sleeping Beauty wasn't created by Disney. Snow White wasn't created by Disney. It's everything that people go, that's Disney. No, that wasn't based on a Disney character. That he didn't create them the first time around. It's the whole Peter Pan wasn't created by Disney.
There's so many of the stories. Sit
there and I'm kind of going, you can't, it never was. It never was like that. So therefore, I don't think of Disney. It's Mickey Mouse and Pluto and stuff, he created. That's different. But all the other stuff, he created those movies, but they weren't his characters to begin with. Yeah, he changed them and tweaked them and stuff. But Marvel and all of that going right the way back, they weren't his things. And I know there are certain things that they obviously created brand new, but a lot of the big for hitters weren't originally Disney movies or Disney characters.
No, and now there's always the fun argument that pops up about how Disney is messing with copyright laws here, at least in the States, that's keeping a lot of these what would otherwise be public domain works are they're holding them out. It's Disney that's leading the charge, so that's always fun.
I kind of understand it, because I know we had an issue here with some of the musicians and stuff of where their music was going, and it was they were outliving, Cliff Richard and stuff here, but they were outliving the copyright rules, so they changed it. And it's the thing as well of if they want to leave that to their kids or their families for their income coming in, it's they created that. That was their property, and I can see how it goes in, and things are very differently of how they were 100 years ago when these rules were originally around. But as a whole, it's going to be interesting to see all the 21st Century Fox stuff coming into it. I've been doing it pretty much since December, trickling in a little bit of Fox stuff, but we are going to be just covering all of this stuff pretty much as it comes in now and just dealing with it as, because it's happening. I think we're at this point now. The US Department has said yes. The shareholders have said yes. Comcast have said no. There's not really anything more to, I think it's just kind of, it's just a matter of waiting for that, you know, official kind of, yeah, it's ours now. We've got the keys.
So obviously we'll continue to talk about it, but just for our listeners' sake, obviously the primary focus will remain things that are identifiably Disney. You'll probably only hear about Fox stuff on slow news weeks or when a super major Fox announcement comes out. But for the most part, you're listening to a Disney podcast. We are going to stick to things that are primarily Disney, that identifiably Disney.
Yeah. So now I am actually looking forward to, Bohemian Rhapsody and Predators are two movies that I do. I'm looking forward
That's
to from Fox.
That's a very interesting combination of movies right there.
But on that note, guys, we'd love to know what you guys think of 21st Century Fox and kind of all being integrated in with Disney. Love to know what you guys are thinking at home. Comment below, get in touch with us social media. James, where can they find you?
Find me at heroiclegacy.com.
And you can find us over at thiskingdom.com. And we shall see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.